Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. They can be big, they can be small, but when we keep them bottled up, it can start affecting us negatively. Therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and try to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. I know I constantly need to vent or bounce ideas off somebody or just be heard. You guys need to check out BetterHelp. Therapy is, I think, great for everybody personally. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/2judgy today and you can get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2judgy. Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And you guys, I am excited about this. I'm excited about what we're talking about. I am excited for this new season. What are your first thoughts, Mary? Because we're talking about, unfortunately, I think Bravo marketed it wrong, but we're in, Mary?
Season 14. Welcome back to New York City. We're with the ladies in the Big Apple.
New Roni cast. Now, I think this is going to be an uphill battle for this cast because, Mary, I don't know about you, but I had fun this episode. I was like, oh, this feels like it feels like a new franchise. I'm here for it. You know, I think
I love the idea of getting to know the characters, deciding who you're going to like. Everyone's at a level playing field.
That's your favorite part about these new casts is being introduced to everyone at once.
Yeah, because I get to decide who I like and who I don't like, you know?
And I love that we're already like on different sides of the coin here and we'll get there. But I think I just wish, and I know that we had mentioned this, like when the cast was like first announced and they were doing this, is like the uphill battle is calling it Roni and making it season 14. It should be season one. Real Housewives of Manhattan. I know that not everyone, you know, everyone lives in Manhattan. Real Housewives of something that was not
like Roni Jr. or something. I don't know. Something. I completely agree. We could have workshopped the name.
Yes. Because you know what? This is, like we said, this is fun. Like I think this is going to be an exciting cast. I was very interested to learn more about all of them. I was like, okay, I can already, you and I were texting about
rich. I love it. They are actually rich people, which that's the whole point of Housewives. Like, chasing after this affluent life and like seeing the other side. So I really appreciate that. I think these people truly have money. That's what I want to watch.
And I think that's fun. Like people are like, oh,
sorry, Gina.
Get back into that casita and bunk bed. Okay. But you know, I thought that it was like, I felt that I could see personalities. You and I were texting like, oh, they're already giving us like reminiscent of other housewives and like housewives that, you know, have made splashes and these kind of things where it's like, I'm here for it. I think it's going to be fun. I also love too, and I pinged you, and these are just like small details, but you know, the interstitial of where they have like the cast shot and it's like, you know, Real Housewives of New York. Usually it's one, like they're all shot differently holding whatever it is, right? Again,
an orange.
Yeah, an orange.
A champagne glass.
A pretend nothing. Meatball, you know, whatever it is.
A
you
snowflake.
Know, an apple. But usually they shoot them and then they put them together. But this one, they're all together and they're like, it's like a live look. Like they're like Jenna's tossing the apple, catching it. Like we've got arms on shoulders. Like we're all together.
They're connected.
They're connected. And I think that they... And one thing that I like is, and I think the old Roni did a really good job, is understanding that they're not more than the cast, even though there's egos.
They're ensemble.
They know that this is going to be successful if we're all together.
Well, and it's also interesting because basically episode one is essentially, it should have been called Cheesegate, because it is all about a charcuterie board. But the reason why it's shot this way, in that they've basically been shooting for about 2 weeks, it seems, mm-hmm. is because they had to drop a housewife.
Lizzie Savetsky.
Tell us more about that.
Well, there was a lot of drama when she was cast that she's a proud Zionist and blah, blah, blah. And then something happened. I think we talked about this when it happened. And so my memory is like short, but something happened where there was maybe an incident with some slur that was used, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, she ended up like leaving the cast.
So it feels like they all were together for 2 weeks filming. And then now we're kind of like, it almost like how they've done this in Jersey before. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I hate when we talk about things that happen off camera, though, because I'm like, no. I want to actually, because there's always three sides to the truth, right? Her story, the truth.
So we should be seeing this charcuterie board moment.
Yeah. You know what? Just blur her face out.
Yeah.
Blur her face out.
Well, but that's okay. Just like start from the top, talk about each woman.
Yeah, let's introduce the housewives. And then I want you to like, if there's somebody that you were reminded of or whatever, we can like kind of discuss that. And then we'll like get into the episode, because a lot of it, like you said, was Cheesegate, but it was also like meeting these housewives and kind of setting the tone of like their personalities and where like the lines are already drawn, which I guess I also kind of appreciate too with the Cheesegate, because we already do have sides.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Well, and it's also like the cool girl club.
Yes, totally. And I think the cool girl club really is Sai and Brynn. Sometimes Jessel's invited.
I agree.
But also Uba's really cool, and she should hopefully like that. I think that they all, well, let's just get started. Okay, let's start with Brynn. So we've got Brynn Whitfield.
She announces herself as Satan's first wife. She's a huge flirt. I think she's from the Midwest area, was raised by her grandmother. I would love to know her age.
I believe she's like mid-30s.
Okay.
Brynn is giving me a lot of first season Brandy Glanville. She came in kind of as this model. She was flirting with the husbands innocently. Like, she just gave me this, like,
she also really could be Brynn. Like on Summer House to me.
Yeah.
She does not seem like a housewife per se.
She's also kind of like a Bethany in the sense of like she's like unmarried. Single.
Right.
She's not that she's like
not the only one. Uba's not married. And
Jenna is not married.
Jenna is divorced.
Mm-hmm. But she's giving me like kind of the younger vibes, like where like Bethany in her like first season, right, was like not maybe up to par, not like personalities, but just in the vibe of
Jenna's
like,
also like in a different league to me. Like she's divorced. She has a 15-year-old. Like Brynn, to my knowledge, has never been married.
Jenna used to run J. Crew. She's like at the top of J. Crew. She's very into fashion. Jenna is going to be like the house mom here. She's, I believe, 54, she said.
She seems a lot older than the group. She's, pretty quirky, guys. She likes olives, but not black olives.
When Erin is described, she's like, Jenna is so wild. It, like, there's like this
she's an enigma. She's an enigma.
What is she? Yeah, it was like, she likes olives, but not black olives. It's like, oh my God, Erin, wild comparison. What was the other
That's
one?
That's like kind of how I am. That's the same.
I wouldn't say that makes you wild, though, Mary. There's other reasons for why you're wild, but it's not this. Let me see. I texted
she
you
hates
what it was.
Dill. She hates dill, but she likes parsley. Those are two different things, though. Dill has like, a distinct taste.
Like
parsley is like a garnish.
I mean, it's
dill's for flavor.
Well, dill can be
in
a
my
garnish
opinion.
Too. You know, it could be.
Yeah, but
it's
it
also
adds
like
flavor. Parsley doesn't have that much flavor.
It's also just like, if we're gonna talk about why she's like so odd, maybe outside of like her food choices. Jenna also, and I was watching her, was like, I'm like, she looks like Taylor Swift what Taylor Swift will look like in 20 years. They have like, they're tall, lean. They have like similar facial structure. Jenna was very much, she is like above this.
But I don't know why she's acting like that. I think she's promoting. So she left G Crew. I believe she has a lash line. And I think it's a shame of her. It's just promoting her businesses, truly.
But yeah,
and like, I mean, I feel like she's like really a true New York socialite. She's in the social scene. You know, she's kind of like the Carrie Bradshaw. She has that shoe closet that everybody knows about.
Was she the one that you reminded of Carol?
Absolutely. I'm getting Carol Radke vibes. I called her Radke. Like Carl Radke. Carol vibes from her. But I also am getting such like the like to me, Erin is the epitome of a New York girl. She was born and raised there. She's one of five Israeli family. She became a real estate agent at 19. She's like a true New Yorker to me. Her husband is a lawyer. She's got three kids. Really connected with her family. Did you know that?
She has a lot of sex.
I like that they still like each other because we can't say the same about Jessel.
Well, hold on. Erin and Jessel were my two least favorite of the cast. Erin, to me, was a Heather Thompson. She was kind of trying a little too hard for me, where I was like, okay, Erin, like, again, she did the odd thing with Jenna. I'm going to have to grow to love her, but I still think that these are good cast members.
She might have been one of my favorites.
That sounds right for you.
I love that she's like, you know, she's basically upset this episode that Cy and Bryn wouldn't come to some restaurant, which we'll get there.
I think we get there. Let's introduce it, then we could kind of talk this drama. But I think Erin to me just was a little too try hard vibes for me. It was very much like,
oh, to me, she's like the essence of New York. She doesn't give a fuck. She's going to say what's on her mind.
I think she does give a fuck, though. I think that's the problem. Jenna to me doesn't give a fuck. In the New York,
Jenna's dog is drinking coffee.
No wonder why
she keeps on being like, feed the dog, keep him full. I'm like, well, because he's on a coffee diet. Like he's revving around. Like you're gearing him up.
Yeah. Okay. Then we have So let's talk about Jessel, because Jessel, for being a publicist, doesn't seem to know that she's not doing good publicity for the marriage.
Okay, when I remember watching the first preview and I was like, ooh, that husband wants to leave her.
Like, he's going to Vietnam.
Then this first episode, I'm like, you are so mean to him. It's like, he's your assistant. She's like, do you have to work here? Like, can you hold this for me? You know, she's giving just me like bitching vibes. Him around. Right. And she Call even said, like, him. We were friends at first. And then I changed everything bad about him. And then I decided to marry him. You know, like, it's just a little too bizarre.
Like, you're not, like, it's, I they're mean, not in love. You know, they said that, like, Adrian and Paul, they were the Bickersons, and, oh, it really worked for them. And, guys, they're not together.
Didn't work for them.
It's, you know, was this the relationship that came on the show to get divorced?
That is kind of, like, the interesting part right now, because we have what seems like a few solid marriages. But also, Jessel has two twin boys. They're 1 year old. A lot of work. The mom
never
seems
been
like
to Brooklyn. Never been on that Brooklyn Bridge in their life.
No, the child.
I know. Right. The children had never been on the Brooklyn Bridge, their first time.
Yeah, but they're 1 year old.
I'm just saying, like, what? I don't believe that either.
I don't know. Maybe they don't go to Brooklyn that much.
I mean, ever is the answer.
Yeah.
That was their first time to go visit Cy, who I'm obsessed with Cy.
I'd like to know more about her husband.
David Craig.
David Craig.
Not Craig David, the British singer who I was getting it confused with at first.
Oh, David Craig is retired, helps take care of the kids, London, and
I don't know.
The boy, I don't know the boy's name.
Oh, her son's, I didn't catch that. I like Cy. Cy is cool. Like actually, if you want to talk about a cool girl, it's Cy. Like, Jenna's cool and she's got the like fashion vibe, but Cy is like influencer cool, which she is an influencer. But like, even Jessel saying, but like, you know, anything she posts, I buy.
I put in Cy's name on Instagram. She was a little bit harder to find than you would have thought.
Okay.
She has 400,000 followers. Guys, we're following them all, so you can just
She seems just very cool. She's like, you know, I grew up in these streets. I was looking at the homes and now I own one. And I'm like, I'm here for it. I think she just is like she knows.
Yeah, she is cool.
Yeah, she's cool.
She's absolutely cool. And I feel like she's really in love with David.
Yeah.
And David's really in love with her.
Mm-hmm. Like they give me kind of like an LVP marriage vibes, which is like an unbreakable thing, which fingers crossed, I hope it is, because now I'm worried, you know, it's these vibes that we have watching these first episodes. And then it's like, you know, you're going to like watch the episode, the next episode. And you're like, okay, how much are like my first thoughts going to be?
Right. So my impressions. You know? Yes.
And we have Uba, who is a model, is like Chanel Ayan vibes. Like I love her. I love just, she comes in like with the fashion, she's bringing her own vibe. Like she's a star.
She also owns a hot sauce company. That's her other side gig.
I'll buy it.
From Somalia. Mm-hmm. Grew up in Canada.
Mm-hmm. Truly though, this cast is stunning. I'm here for it. I'm just mad at Bravo for not marketing it as its own.
I feel like we learned the least about Uba. That even those facts that I just gave.
You don't learn in the first episode she has the hot sauce company. You did your own research.
Yeah, I spied myself.
I think this is a good cast. I think we're gonna get.
Like diverse cast.
Yes.
Also, they live like all over the city.
I like that they said that too. Like, if you want New York, like this group is New York.
Yeah, all different boroughs.
Let's take a quick little break and then like let's come back and talk about the episode itself.
I have been using Ouai products for years now. That's O-U-A-I. And they just have released a new anti-frizz cream. And if you think about it, everyone has frizz. If you have thin, thick hair, you know, wavy, curly, straight, everyone still has a frizz problem. But you guys can check out their new anti-frizz cream. It provides immediate frizz control that lasts up to 72 hours. Plus it has heat protection. I'm someone that uses the Dyson. Then I straight iron my hair. So this is definitely helping reduce and repair split ends. It quenches the dry hair with intense hydration. And according to consumer perception studies, 90% of participants agreed with their hair looking less frizzy using this product. Plus their scents are incredible. This is a Sydney-inspired North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. All of their scents are incredible. I always use their leave-in conditioner. I use their detox shampoo once a week. I also use their hair oil. I am obsessed with Ouai. Be frizz-free and go to THEOUAI.com and enter promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's THEOUAI.com, promo code TJG, always getting 15% off. Check out Ouai. Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards your summer you. Peloton accommodates your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. They have some that are only 5 minutes long. And I can tell you with Peloton, if I start I'll like do a 10-minute class and then I'm like, I could do one more 10 minutes. I could do one more 10 minutes. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of working out, which always feels great. They have such a variety of classes and so much flexibility. You know, you can move your body in so many different ways. Peloton has a range of class types. So you can do a walking class. Are you really interested in running a marathon? They can help you train for a marathon. They have yoga, meditations, Pilates, HIIT workout, and you can move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations. I get a weekly update with their guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out, so you can jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day. Peloton has everything you need to get where you're going, whether it's running outdoors or riding at home or strength training at the gym, Peloton has something for you. Get a head start on the summer you with Peloton at onepeloton.com. That's onepeloton.com. Underwear drawers are like the wild, wild west of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. You've got pairs from 3 birthdays and 2 Christmases ago, pairs from 5 different brands with 5 different fits. And when you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. Now, I felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies, and my other pairs have to all go because MeUndies is
all I can reach for. I'm hooked, and honestly, I just feel off if I try to wear anything else. I love them because you can get your classic black, and then they also have like super fun expressive prints. I have these great shamrock ones, you know, when I'm feeling lucky. Plus, they come in all sizes. They have extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. They also have really great loungewear. Me Undies isn't just about underwear. Go to their loungewear section. Super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies. They even have an activewear collection. It's super soft. And it's just unmatched comfort. Me Undies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. Go to get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. That's MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Investing can feel super intimidating and people don't know exactly where to start. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. And you really don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorn recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals and then automatically invests your money for you. I know I'm someone that is not a finance major and investing seemed really challenging. Like I didn't know where to start, and Acorns has helped me so much. Head over to acorns.com/judgy to download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement may not be representative of all clients. Tier 1 compensation provided. Compensation provides an incentive to possibly promote Acorns. View important disclosures at acorns.com/judgy. Investing involves risks, including the loss of principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisor LLC. Acorns is an SEC registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Security LLC, member FINRA/SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com. The weather is finally getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I recently updated my wardrobe, and I hate spending a fortune on that kind of stuff, especially like summer clothes, because I feel like they like get a lot of wear and tear. But I have been using Quince for over a year now, and they have such timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. They have this European linen. I have their white button-downs. They have dresses. They have blouses, shorts, and they are starting at $30. Also, they have these cute washable silk tanks. Everything they have is timeless. They even have 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is Quince's items are priced 50 to 80% off less than similar brands. They partner directly with top factories, and Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Cordy and I are simply both obsessed. You guys have to go to their website. You can literally update your entire wardrobe for the summer at a very affordable price and really high quality stuff. All their linen is fantastic. I even throw it in the dryer. It just wears super well. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/judgy for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/judgy to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/judgy. Okay, so we head over to Sai's house. She lives in Brooklyn. She's got her two kids, London. We don't know the boy's name.
sorry, we're not that detail-oriented there today.
And Bryn comes over, brings the kids gifts, and Bryn's like, I want her life. Like, I'm obsessed with her. I want her life. I want her children. They're so kind and poised. And then we have the two twin boys come over.
And then she's like, Bryn's, but like, Jessel actually makes me want to take my birth control. Jessel and her mom are fully twins. Like they in the car while they were driving, they both like looked to the left or the right or something. And like they're same, they have the exact same profile. Like they are, you know, copy paste.
And Jessel grew up in London or mm-hmm. yeah, in London. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so I don't know why, but I also feel like Jessel is like a micromanager of her kids where she's like, who's drinking this water? Well, I'm glad it was just water. I'm like, you're like trying to like insinuate Sai might be having like vodka just laying in a tumbler on the coffee table.
Yeah. Could be. We don't know what time of day this is.
But yeah, so the three of them are over at Sai's house and they're discussing, you know, what happened the other night. Everybody was supposed to go to Casa Cipriani and Sai and Bryn left. They didn't want to go, but that's also because Aaron and Jessel were with their husbands.
Right.
And Bryn and Sai were not. But so then, yes, we get this bleep. And we're trying to figure out what the restaurant is. And it's not 2005. It's not 2006, which is when the restaurant is cool. So obviously, so
I immediately thought Tao. Like Tao to me, or that was Dorinda's first date with Richard. But yeah. Just kind of like, you know, that's the first restaurant that came to mind for me.
So I tried to watch it. It sounded to me like it was a cuss sound. Like I watched it over. And so I go on to Google and I can't look up Sai's other kid's name, but I can look up this. And I Google 2005 hotspots in New York.
Okay,
guys. Now I also thought that they were saying Catch. Mm-hmm. Catch though did not open in New York till 2011. But then I'm like, but they could be exaggerating on the year. You know, who knows?
Right. But when they did say 2012 later on. So
oh, they did. Okay, so it could be Catch. So okay, Catch is like my first thought, except for the fact of the year. That was what threw me off on that. But
well, and because we think it's Italian and Catch is sushi.
Because they have Catch steak as well though.
Oh,
they have. Okay. There's different Catches. Okay. But here's where it threw me off. So then I'm looking up at these lists and I'm like, I'm just searching for any C that pops up. C, one syllable, right? We've got one syllable. I'm still going with Catch. But then I look on the list and you know the only C, one syllable restaurant on these lists of 100 plus? It's Kraft by Tom Colicchio. Could it be Kraft? I don't think it is because I don't think that they're saying Kr. I think that they're saying Ka.
I think it's funny that we're like bleeping out the restaurant's name. Like Bravo wants nothing to do with this. Like, yeah, doesn't want to put down this restaurant. I just find it hilarious. I can't wait to know what restaurant it was.
I'm like, if it was Kraft, I would laugh because, you know, obviously Tom is on Top Chef and we're not going to insult his restaurant.
But I also feel like if it was like in LA or San Francisco, we'd be able to figure this out. We are not as knowledgeable about New York restaurants.
Well, not New York restaurants in 2005.
In 2005, that was my freshman year. That was my freshman year of college.
Was it the end of 2005 or the beginning of 2005?
Yeah, 2000. I graduated high school 2004. Yeah,
right.
2005, my freshman year.
Yeah. Your first half, sophomore year, second half.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it could be. I mean, just we weren't affording to go to any of these restaurants then or now. Right. Okay.
Right.
So whatever it is, we're still going to the Olive Garden. And you know what? There's a lovely Olive Garden in Times Square.
But also, I'm laughing so hard because they're like, I wouldn't be caught dead there. Da, 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 da. They're basically faking that they're tired. They want to go home.
Yeah.
And then they'll put on fucking social media that they went to Casa
Cipriani.
Cipriani.
Yeah. Cipriani.
I wrote Cipriani.
It's okay.
Cipriani. So yeah,
you got it.
I appreciate someone that knows they're going to get caught, pretends to be sick, goes somewhere else and posts it on social media. The goal, the balls. I love it. Messy.
I mean, so funny. Well, they're not D-list models.
Yeah.
You know, so, but then it's funny too, because they're like, clearly Aaron is the problem here. It's not us who are the assholes. Like they could have just, I mean, I don't know what they would have said, but they could have just said like, oh, enjoy dinner with your husbands. We're going to do our own thing. But I think
I think I loved Aaron here because she's like, why would you even care where we go to eat? Like we're doing a last minute reservation and like trying to keep the night going and just want to be out together, you know,
maybe because they didn't want to be on camera filmed there.
That's like so lame. You guys are nobodies right now. Sorry.
What? They have like, Instagram followers.
That's okay. Like, no.
But then it's funny because Sai's like, well, maybe Erin's the problem. She's always in a fight. Like, then we're breaking down Cheesegate. And the trigger here is calling cheese, eating cheese, weird. That's weird. You eat cheese, that's weird.
So what do you think really happened? So one side of the story is that Sai is at Erin's house looking at this charcuterie board and
charcuterie.
Says, you eat cheese? And then she says, that's weird. And she's denying that she did this at all.
She's like, I was literally eating cheese. So I'm eating the cheese and then saying it's that's weird. I'm wondering if there was something like they were invited over for dinner and there was only a charcuterie board offered and no dinner. And maybe that's what she said. Like, it's only cheese. Like, that's weird. Okay. Like, where's the meal part of it? What are your thoughts? I mean, I'm grasping.
I
can't believe this is an argument.
Erin is Uba. A little bit sensitive in this moment.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone loves cheese. That is a common fact. I feel bad for vegans. I love that that Jenna also doubled down on her party having cheese
in every way.
Fondue, a board. You got hard cheese. You got soft cheese. You got melted cheese.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite kind of cheese?
The accoutrements for the cheese.
What's your favorite kind of cheese?
I mean, it depends what the occasion's for.
Sure. I get that.
You know, okay, look, if I'm going to make myself an at-home quesadilla.
Mm-hmm. Mozzarella. I like mozzarella.
A mozzarella quesadilla. Interessante there. Okay.
I think mozzarella melts the best.
I love a mozzarella. If I'm doing like a baked ziti.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
A mozzarella queen. And then you know what? A little shaved Parmesan right on top of that.
Okay? Yum. Delish.
I'm doing an at-home quesadilla, depending on how much time I have. If I've got 30 seconds to throw it in a microwave, a Kraft American single. You cannot go wrong with that processed cheese.
Yeah. Like, it melts a certain way.
100%. It's perfect for an at-home quesadilla. If I have a little bit more time and I can make that quesadilla on a stove, I'm going with a sharp cheddar. I'm going with the Mexican cheese combo that I buy at the store. Yes. And then I'm throwing a little salt on it.
Okay. Yeah. That sounds great.
I got a cheese board. I got to do a couple of different cheeses. You got to do something sharp. You got to do a soft cheese. You got to do a brie. You got to throw a goat cheese. Maybe a goat cheese with a cranberry crumble on top.
I appreciate like are the blueberry ones from Trader Joe's. 100%. The goat cheese.
Like, you cannot go wrong with any cheese. Put a little cracker out there. You put some. Listen, I love a charcuterie board.
They're never going out, I don't
if
think.
If I ever make a charcuterie board, like if I have guests over, I'm spending no less than $100 on that charcuterie board because I am getting everything.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's important.
And I think
it's basically the staple. That's like basically the meal.
Like cheese, no matter what, you cannot go wrong. A cheesecake? You want a dessert? You're getting cheesecake. Okay, you want to start off? You're getting a little slice
of
cheese.
I wonder if Jenna Lyons had cheesecake.
You want a deal? You go to Costco and you get that big cheese thing that's got the four different types of cheese all laid out, already cut in little squares for you.
My aunt makes like a delicious cheesecake. It's not so dense. It's actually, it's based on the recipe of a New York restaurant.
Catch? No. Kraft?
No.
Casa Cipriani?
I can figure it out. And then she uses monk fruit for the sugar.
Wow.
And you would never be able to know. It's delicious.
What about a queso dip? How do you feel about a queso dip? Love a queso.
How do I feel about a queso dip?
Sign me up.
I'd like to swim in it.
Oh, careful. You might drown. You got to eat your way out of that queso dip.
Also, like, I'm obsessed with burrata. Burrata. Oh. Anytime
burrata.
How
can we forget burrata?
You have to order the burrata.
What about like a burrata with like a cantaloupe prosciutto wrap? Just like,
ooh, sign me up.
How about a caprese salad? Give me some balsamic glaze on that.
Yes. Michael makes a good caprese, but he takes so long to make it. It's like, I can only assign him to one. It's really annoying.
It's like when I was a kid, we would go to Chili's, okay? And Chili's had the chips con queso.
That queso it's like a bean dip queso.
No. It's a meat dip queso.
Oh, okay.
It's a ground meat. I mean, give me a Chili's right now.
They don't have Chili's here.
I could not tell you the closest Chili's to me here. I want Chili's. I probably have to go to Burbank. Chili's, you get a chips con queso dip, and then you get the buffalo wings, but you sit in the corner and you face the wall.
The first time I had Chili's was when I was in college.
Ugh.
I think I've really only had it 18
years without it. That's horrible for you. I mean, what about a cheese fry? A cheese fry from Islands Restaurant? No scallions on the side, seven sides of ranch dip.
Did you work at Islands?
No. Okay. I did not. I did not. Many restaurants, not there.
Okay. Let's get back to
I'm just saying cheese is good. And the fact that there's a cheese gate, I'm with Uber where she's like, are we really fighting over cheese?
Right. But really, they're really fighting because they're like, Aaron's always the common denominator. Like, mm-hmm. she's always the person that picks fights.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that's what I'm saying. I think Aaron's a little try hard.
Okay. Aaron's one of my favorites at this point.
And that makes sense, though.
Okay. So then we go over to Jessel's house and Jenna's going to come over. And okay, this is how I feel about Jenna. Like the way that she took on the mother and like wanted hugs from the mom. She's kind of like a handsy person, I would say. Like in mm-hmm. like she's a hugger, it seems touch. Like. Yes. Yeah. Touch. This is sounding creepy. She didn't do it. No,
not in a creepy way. Yeah.
No, but she's just kind of and
she's it's affectionate. Like,
yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've got there. We'd get there eventually. We like Jenna. We're not trying to paint her as a creepy person.
No, but I would want her to touch me. Like, and I'm not a toucher.
Yes.
But I would want her to, like, she's kind of, she is one of these people that has, like, a presence like, that
she floats.
Would be, like,
she you floats when she walks into her a room.
To come over to you, to talk with you. Like, you'd be
with
a little
the approval from around her.
Yes. Completely. Yes. And then I thought it was really interesting, like, she was wanting that towards, I think, Jessel's mother.
How old are you? We're probably the same age, mm-hmm. you know, that. And but you could tell, like, all of them were like, Jenna's a fucking cool girl.
Right.
She is, if you're on Jenna's side, that is, like, you want to be on Jenna's side. She has the most pull of this cast.
Her just like walking over, going for the Oreos, helping herself, like her confidence in that. And then she's like, wait, how old are these? Like,
didn't her Oreo thing remind you of Khloe Kardashian?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I think those are out. I think those were in 3 years ago, like,
oh,
as a decoration.
Jessel, get with the times. What are you, 2005 at Catch?
I know. Oh, God.
But no, but just Jenna is like, I feel like Jenna is the quintessential cool girl. And then Sai is like the up and coming cool girl. If you know what I mean. Like,
they're
Brooklyn
different
versus Manhattan.
Right. And also, but like Jenna was cool in the 90s and the 2000s. Well, she started working for J. Crew in 1990. I mean, she really changed J. Crew's whole personality. You know, Michelle Obama wearing it.
Mm-hmm.
How cool to say, like, literally. When the president of the United States was, you know, trying to,
what are you laughing at?
The word,
what are you
campaigning? Like, his wife was wearing our clothes, you know?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool to say.
I agree.
I'm obsessed with Michelle Obama, too. So
100%. Like, I want, if we're at Summer House Martha's Vineyard, we need to go buy the Obama house next season. Okay.
I tried to look for him when I was there. I was there last summer. I was looking for him, Michelle. But
being unsuccessful on that trip.
No luck. No luck. I was only there for the day, though. But I'm obsessed with Michelle Obama. I love that she's just like, oh, my God, I hated my husband for 10 years. It was awful. We had an awful marriage for 10 years.
Relatable.
So relatable.
He chose his career over his family, which is so annoying, being the president of the United States.
She's just a cool girl.
She is.
I'd cool want girl. Michelle Obama also to touch me.
Yeah.
I'm making this so much creepier than it is. I'm so sorry.
Okay, so then we go over to Aaron's house after, right? We're at Jessel's. We got the approval from Jenna. We're at Aaron's. We're going. It's her mother-in-law's birthday.
We're
seeing that life. We're seeing that life. You know, we meet Abe. I like their relationship, but I think, again, I'm like, we get it. You like each other.
She's like, Abe, don't put the fucking red wine in a coffee mug. That's so weird. Not on camera.
Dury will kill you.
You know why he's doing that, guys? It's because he always puts his wine in coffee mugs because he's sneaking drinks all the time. Okay.
It's not even sneaky. He's just more like, he probably is like, I don't want to break the stemware. I just want a coffee cup. He was right. I love a handle.
Yeah, I agree.
He's like, I like the handle. It's easy to hold. I can sip. You know what? The wine goes down the same way and has the same effect, whether it's in a glass or a cup.
Right. I also like the stemless wine glasses.
Okay.
You don't like them?
I am a klutz. So like I will take it. Give me a cup. Give me plastic.
Okay.
Okay. I don't deserve nice things. I get very nervous. Like, you know, because when you hold a wine glass too, you're not supposed to hold it at the bottom, especially if it's a cold glass of wine, because that takes away the heat, right? That's why people are like, oh, stemless is so declassé, which is like, sit on it and spin, you know?
I like stemless. It's like, no problem. Listen,
my glass is not getting warm because I'm finishing it before. Right. Okay. My hand is on it or not. The condensation falls away. It will be fine.
Also, guys, you know what?
What?
If you're having a glass of wine, maybe two, maybe three,
you can have,
along with it, some more labs. Go to morelabs.com/TJG. You can get 20% off and use our code. You guys, I live on this summer. We lived on it in Mexico. I mean,
sadly.
Yeah, you have your drinks, you have a good time, and you feel good the next day. Morning recovery, they have sugar-free. You can even find it at 7-Elevens now, Whole Foods. But go to morelabs.com/TJG to get 20% off and live your best life this summer, like Summer Mary.
That sounds like a great segue. Let's take a break and we'll be right back.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Okay. But also, I feel like Erin and her family could almost have their own separate show. I feel like she's going to be filming a lot with her family. So she has the sister, Kelly, EY, like my sister's name. Her dad. I just feel like they're a close-knit family. She's one of five. Mm-hmm. I feel like they all kind of still live in New York. So I'm excited to know more about them.
Yeah. I mean, again, I'm just like, I think what I'm saying with Erin, she doesn't have to try so hard because she has all these things that would make her interesting where I'm like, okay, just Erin the reins a little bit.
Also works for Douglas Ellerman. So, you know, like Frederick Eklund worked with them.
She's in the crew of Million Dollar Listing Peeps.
Yeah, I would think so.
Okay. So then Erin meets up with Uba in Columbus Circle. They talk about cheese. What?
Do you think that she tried out for Million Dollar Listing ever? She seems like someone that might have.
Maybe.
I'd be curious.
Maybe. I wonder if she's ever been in the background of any of the scenes or anything. I don't watch that show.
I wouldn't be surprised.
So. Yeah. It's her time now.
Yeah.
It's her time now. I'm just laughing because, okay, so then Jenna's hosting the first party, and it is black, gold, metallic, khaki.
Right. I love how everyone's so confused by khaki. And Jenna does the right thing and says, khaki is a color. It's not a chino. So that was clarification for me. What do you think of when you think of khaki?
Cargo pants.
Yes. I think of boys' slacks, like a khaki color.
Yeah, 100%. Like I think of pants. When she's like, the color, I'm like,
on cargo shorts.
On men or women or what?
On men.
Well, I think
it's a big debate in my home.
I think they serve a purpose because they carry cargo, which is in the title. However, literally, no.
Michael
would love a cargo.
It's for men that get shit done. You don't need all those pockets. Oh God, believe me, it's okay. I'm like,
Mary,
we
next
have to stop.
Time he wears it, I want you just stop wears
them
him.
All the time.
Just stop him and say, I'm going through every single pocket of these pants right now to see what's in them. If there's nothing, he doesn't need it.
He's kind of learned that, like, he can wear them on Sundays when he goes to our bar. And he can wear them when he's like,
so it's a Sunday shirt? It,
pretty much. He has a Friday shirt.
Does it say Friday?
No, there's a like button down that he's worn to work every single Friday for over 10 years.
Oh, it's like a running joke now.
No, like he's
nobody's
like,
noticed
and then
it?
When the company, like, he doesn't talk about it. And then like when the company hopefully sells one day, he's going to frame the shirt. Oh. And it's like really tattered and gross and like, he shouldn't
put
wear it.
Could
anymore.
He put a sweater over it, maybe?
No, no, no. But he takes it to the dry cleaners and stuff, like, to get it repaired.
Oh, that's cute. I mean, it's cute. I always do wish. Don't you ever wish, like, something, and you're like, man, I travel so much. I wish I kept all my hotel keys. Or, like, some sort of, like, I wish I had a shadow box for every, like, concert ticket. Like, I'm proud of
Michael
has 10
that.
Years. For 10
Michael
years,
has a shadow
being able
box
to do that. I love that. Like, I always
tickets.
Think, like, God. Like, I have, like, a pile, literally, of, like, hotel card keys. And I'm like, I should always, at the end, have written. I'm like, I couldn't tell you what trip this is from now. But I should have written it down on the back. Like, that would have been such a fun thing to have at some point. And you
or
think
getting
I'd start
an
maybe
ornament,
today?
Getting an ornament on a trip. That's
sure.
a good one.
Sure. Like, maybe, I get a shot class every travel or, like, a magnet. And I'm just like, no, I have a calendar where I've put my flight info, and that's enough for me, I guess.
Yeah. Well, you can start now.
I'm good.
Well, you have, like, hopefully at least 50 more years, so.
We'll see. We'll see.
I hope you have more than 50 years.
Okay, back.
I want to make it to triple digits. That's my goal.
Okay. You could on the Today Show, you could make the Smackers birthday list.
Oh, I'd love that.
You know, everyone over 100
yes.
gets a picture on that.
Yeah, I love that.
Okay, so we're at, let's go to the party.
Okay, the khaki party.
Mm-hmm. So Jenna, I mean, again, too, she's like effortlessly, like the outfit that she put together, I'm like, well, I could never wear that.
I
would look so,
I mean,
like,
it's just like hanging, like
a silk open shirt. She's
her
got,
boobs are hanging out, but they're not hanging out. Like, it's
right.
cool.
Right. She's got like button low. She's got kind of like these like diamond rhinestone, almost like suspenders, but not like it's almost like it's like a diamond scarf, if you will, like just one chain.
She's just like effortless.
Yeah. Black cat, like black slacks. She's just, you know, everyone else.
The glasses
just, like,
also are like a very look.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's so, got Popeye the dog. She's a little bit nervous to host. She hasn't done a lot of hosting, like COVID. I also didn't know she had a son. So she had a previous marriage. I think they were married for like over a decade. Then she was in a relationship for 6 years. Yeah.
So Erin comes over. She comes over empty handed. And then we get.
I didn't like that. That's not okay with me. Come on. You don't have a bottle of wine at your house to give to someone. Come on.
Oh my God, there's a bodega
tacky.
Down the corner. Just
yeah, that's bad.
You know? But then she gives us a house tour. And Erin being like, it's quirky. Like the house, like it's for somebody. Like that's it's just I put my real estate hat on. I'm like, no, Erin.
That was fair.
I'm like, it's New York. I feel like New York is its own beast of real estate. So like to me, I'm like, I thought this place was cool. I thought everything was like, it was like an eclectic,
cool
place. Like her closet to die for.
380 pairs of shoes. She could wear a different pair of shoes every day of the year and have more left over.
I'm curious how often she's worn, like, because you got to have a pair that you probably wear. It's your go-to pair. Sneaker.
She's like the GGB.
The what?
The Golden Goose.
Oh, do you think she wears? I don't think she wears Golden Goose.
You don't?
No.
You guys, why is anyone wearing this?
I think she's more of a Veja girl. Based on no evidence. I'm sure if I like went to her Instagram right now, like the first picture is her wearing Golden Goose. And I'm like, well, I was very wrong. Very wrong.
I'm a super ga girl. That's my
Virga?
White tennis. Yeah, super ga. That's my white tenny right now.
My current tenny is a gazelle, Adidas gazelle, or my Nike dunks. Nice. So it just depends. My dunks are more of an everyday because they're the black and white. They're the panda. And then
we got you those, right?
Yeah, you did. Thank you for my birthday. And then my gazelles are like a light green, which when I got them, I was like, I don't know.
Oh, no, those were cute. You wore them in Mexico.
Yeah. But then I went in my closet. And I'm like, I own a lot of green.
Oh, interesting.
I did not even, you know, when you're like, you buy things, you're like, oh, I got to get something that's a different color than like what I usually buy because I just buy the same things. Then I bought too much green. So I got a lot of green. So actually,
it's kind of like a mint.
Yes. It's a mint green. But you know, I'm like, oh, do I have green? I never have green.
You like
I'm
that
holding
like
up a pillow of green.
That like seafoam color. That's, you like that color.
I do. Yeah.
I don't have one thing of that.
Well, you know, I also am a pink girl too. And like, especially with like Barbie, I'm like, I don't own enough hot pink.
Hot pink's fun on my nails.
Yeah. I mean, my toes are hot pink right now. I'm doing a little light on the fingertips right now, but love a hot pink. I have a lot of pink. I have a pink wall in my house.
Also, so like apparently wedding nails, like everyone goes
bubble
like
bath.
White.
Yeah, bubble bath. Yeah.
I've never done white nails. Really.
No. Oh, you could do a funny bunny, but I honestly think a bubble bath. You want just a nice neutral nail because you don't want, when you look at your pictures, any attention like drawn to your nail in a sense, right? Like the ring is the piece.
Got it.
It's up to you though. You also can live your own life because I'm sure.
I mean, I love a red nail.
Yeah, that people say I love a red nail. Okay.
Also, I watched The Bear season 2, and Jamie Lee Curtis is the mother in it. She nailed that role.
You're spoiling things for me.
That's not a spoiler.
Yes, it is. This isn't a known thing that she's the mom for me. Yes. I haven't watched
it. It's on her Instagram.
I'm sorry. You follow Jamie Lee Curtis?
It's all
like
over.
Why? Because she had one appearance
it's all over. But she has these red long nails. Okay. And I'm like, is that out? I have red long nails right now. But
your nails are not that long.
Okay.
You'll be
concerned. I got
you
concerned.
You have to do what your vibe is.
I don't think the red nails are wedding vibe, but just.
I think just a soft nude nail.
Okay. I got to practice that.
Well, we got time.
Okay.
You could do a couple. You know what? Do a couple practice shoots.
Okay.
Okay. Back to this show.
Okay. Uba comes in leopard, two different prints, nailed it, loved it. I don't know if that was actually a part of the dress code. Everyone else just wears black because they're really concerned about what to wear.
Yeah.
And black, gold, metallic, khaki was the theme. I don't know how leopard fit, but she looked cute.
I think it works. You know what? She wore a print and there was more than the others could say that just wore all black.
Yeah.
You know?
She was bold.
So then this is like part of the thing that I hate is these question games. And Lisa Rinna used to do it every time they'd go somewhere like, let's play a game. And it's like, guys, I get me, you know, you are all trying to get to know each other. I got to be honest of how little I care about your sex lives and the way you like to have sex. And if you're a top or a bottom or, you know, how you're like submissive or
your
not.
Ideal porn.
It's like, yeah. What? It's like.
Eating halal? Like,
what? I just, you know, it's like.
Dennis is in black and white.
Uba's eating bananas. Just banana. They're like, what? Like a banana's code for dick? She's like, no, I literally love bananas.
Five to six a day, which she probably never goes to the bathroom because it does constipate you. If you're having a rough day and that's an issue, you just eat a banana and it stops you up.
Oh.
That's a trick. You didn't know that?
No, I only knew banana is a good source of potassium. If you're feeling low blood sugar, have a banana.
Nope. Backs you right up.
I'm not a banana person. Really?
I don't eat bananas, really.
Love a banana. So maybe it's just for you.
No, that's like a real thing.
It is. I've never.
Medical.
Oh, Dr. Mahoney. Tell us more.
Okay, but also, it's just like what? Brynn's hair is. She has so much hair. Like,
I
thick,
love it.
Luscious
I love
locks.
A curtain bang. I'm a big curtain bang fan.
At one point, I was like, is that a wig? But it's her real hair.
Yeah, she's just got a lot of hair. I love it. Even like in the preview for the season 2, she's like, I want to be a lion.
Yeah. She like has like those pretty freckles.
I think Bryn's gorge. I think that they are all very beautiful. And again, I think it's because they're not ugly. They're just, you know, it's like the poor line.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
Ugly,
yeah.
You're just poor. So it's like they're all just like so beautiful because they're all so rich too. I love it.
They have real money.
So then Aaron's like, we've got to settle Cheesegate now. Bryn, let's go. We got, like, this isn't going to work in this setting. Let's go talk somewhere else. And I could just see Jenna going, like, not
don't go in my room
space. And they're like, let's go in the closet and let's try on her clothes and let's solve this problem, which is basically Bryn basically, she says, okay, it wasn't about where we went, it was about keeping the night going and like developing our relationship. So she kind of like takes like a my bad on that one.
Yeah,
so we resolve that quickly.
She really quickly apologizes, but Aaron's like, what, do you not want to sit down with me? Do you think I'm gonna like punch you in the face? Are you like afraid? Like, bitch, come. I was like,
but didn't whoa. She but didn't Bryn give you like, that's like why I'm like, I got such like Brandy Glanville vibes from her so much in this first season, where it's like, you know, the confrontation, she's like, oh my god, I'm scared, like I'm gonna get my face ripped off, like whatever. So then they're like, why don't we put Jenna's clothes on?
Let's just try on this like Valentino shirt. Also, if you were to borrow someone's clothes in their closet, I wouldn't pick the Valentino thing because I would be scared that I would ruin it.
But I think everything in her closet is rich brand.
She source. Could have found some J. Crew.
But then they come in and they're wearing, and she's like, "Are you wearing my clothes?" I'm like, this is such an invasion of somebody's like space. Like that's like a crossing the line of intimacy in a way of like my.
I was very worried. I was like, "How is she going to react to this? Like, is she gonna be so calm, cool, and collected? Is this going to start another fight?"
She was so chill because she's also smart too. Like, she's like, "I'm not going to be a source of drama of like Clothesgate. If we're talking about Cheesegate, I'm not." Mm-mm. He was like, I'm not here for that. I'm providing like a lifestyle. I'm not going to do that. And then they, of course, hug it out and get stuck together.
The sequins lace and the lace.
And I was like, this is so annoying. Like, do not come into my house and put my shoes on and my clothes. Now, granted, again, I don't have my expensive pairs of shoes are discounted from Nordstrom.
Right. Like,
you can take Jeffrey Campbell 40% off with one star because it might be broken. Sign me up because I'll still buy it.
You can wear my Amazon sequin jackets. Go for it.
Enjoy my Steve Madden Nordstrom Rack sale price.
I got Sam Edelman. Yeah. 40% mm-hmm. off.
Oh, I'll one up your Sam Edelman and tell you I got the Target knockoff of that for $20. Oh, Target had a sale on the slides I like. I bought them in every color for $8. Feel free to try my slides on, but I'll still get pissed if you break one.
I'm going to Venmo you the $8 for them.
Thank you. But you know what I'm pissed about? It's not on sale anymore. I can't replace. It's irreplaceable.
Right.
I got to go on Poshmark and pay for shipping now? Absolutely not.
Okay, so who, tell me your top two favorites so far.
I'm going to say the top favorites for me were, I guess I have.
You can have a top three. You can have a top three.
Bryn, because I think Bryn's going to bring that. I think Bryn's going to bring a lot of fun, but drama, like stupid drama. So I'm into Bryn. Jenna, because she's just cool. I think. Here's a problem. Okay. Aaron and Jessel are at the bottom for me, and the rest are ones that I like.
Okay. My top three are Aaron, Jenna, and Uba.
Okay.
I'm like very excited to get to know Uba.
Yeah. I'm like Bryn, Jenna, Sai, and Uba are my top four out of six.
Bryn, so. I feel like is going to annoy me. Yeah. She's just like obnoxious, needs a lot of attention. I guarantee you she's going to cry about being single this season.
Sure.
Yeah.
Jenna's I think Jenna's going to be kind of boring in a sense, but she's going to bring a lifestyle that I'm envious of. So I'm okay with watching that. She's just the cool girl. I want to see more of that. And then Uba, I'm like, yeah, we did not get enough of Uba. She seems very fun. I love a model.
Yeah, I think we have lots to look forward to, and we can't even compare it to the original Roni.
I agree.
These women are a lot younger. I just want us to have fun, you guys. Let's just have fun. These are new women in our lives, and
I thought it was a strong opener. I was into it. I was wanting more of it. I'm excited for this. I think this is going to be, and I think it's, you know, you had mentioned before, you'd said like with like OC in New York airing in the summer, is it's like becomes kind of low stakes in this fact of like you're in and out of this summer. So maybe you're not appointment TV of watching these shows, but you're going to watch it and you're just going to enjoy it. Maybe you're folding laundry while you're doing it, but you know, it's just,
it's not that deep. It's not that serious.
Like we're not dealing with an arrest or like, you know, a Jen Shaw on this. Right. This is just fun. Like, and let's, you know what? Summer
be envious
fun
and be envious of their lives.
100%. I'm looking forward to recapping and watching more of these, and I enjoyed this very much so.
Yeah. All right, well, have a great weekend and we'll see you guys soon.
Bye.